The Mishnah formulates a principle that women are not obligated to observe mitzvahs aseh shehazman groma. And even with the Rabbanon, the Gemara says in Brochas and Daf Chof, Nashim chayobas b'kiddush ayom d'var Torah. So the Gemara says, even with the Rabbanon, the women are not chayvim mitzvahs aseh shehazman groma. Why should they be chayvim kiddush d'var Torah? The Gemara says, no, kiddush is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara here has a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. So hakel is one exception to the rule. Matzah, kiddush, are exceptions to the rule. Simchas yontif is a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi, what the women are chayvim simcha. What does it mean simcha? So Tosis quotes Tosis here on Lamed Dalit Omid Beis Dibra Maschal Isha Baila Misamcha. Tosis refers you to the Gemara in Sochim, that bisman shabes amigdash hayakai main simcha elo bishlomim. The way to fulfill simchas yontif by eating bsar karbonis, so you have to go to mikveh. You have to be tohar on pesach shavuos sukkos to be able to eat bsar hakarbonis. Bisman hazeh, we don't have any shlomim, so the Gemara says ein simcha elo biyayin. So the Mishnah Brura, we discussed that. So the Mishnah Brura has a machloikas, the very end of a chelek hay, Mishnah Brura has a machloikas achreinim, how to read the Gemara. So he claims that roiv achreinim read the Gemara, that bizman hazeh, that there's no shlomim, so forget about the basar. Basar is irrelevant, you can add milchiks if you want. On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, ein simcha elo biyayin. And the miut achrayim he presents like miut achrayim say no bisman shebeis mekdusha yikayim ain simcha lebishlamim bisman that is no shlamim so you need basa viyayin. So he thinks the Mishnah Brura thinks that meikra din really all you need is yayin. You don't even need the basa because it's not shlamim anyway, so you don't gain anything. And the miut opinion is that ain simcha lebasa viyayin. That's the shaila that Maram Shik has a tshuva about a chasana, that a chasana has to be fleshy. You can't have a milchig chasana. I remember there was one boy from the kollel who was getting married, so he told us that his wedding is going to be milchig. So I brought him in the tshuvas of the Maram Shik, that is, he says he has no time, he'll take a look after he gets married. He didn't want to look at it. Then it came out, we found, he told us why. He was the youth director in a shul, and he only trusted the rabbi on milchiks. He didn't trust the hashgacha on fleshik, so he didn't want to publicize why. But he thought he had to get married in the shul, because that was he was the youth director there. But he didn't think the hashgacha was good. The end of the story was he got divorced. So what's the moral of the story? That I don't know whether you are yaitz milchik wedding or not yaitz milchik wedding. So that's really the Mishnah Brura has the end of Chelek Hey, and the Mishnah Brura he has really on Yontif. He thinks that Rov HaPoskim think that you don't have to have Fleshiks on Yontif. That is minus and Simcha LeBiyayin. Let's say a bris. By a bris, the Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubis says, see this Maram Shik that you're supposed to have a Bosa by a wedding, it applies to Sheva Brachas also. So the Sheva Brach is not supposed to be milch, it's supposed to be fleshy. But that's really the machloikis that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But this, they all agree. Yayin, for sure, you have to have. A lot of times people go to a wedding and Sheva Brach is nobody has any wine. So that's not right. Yayin, for sure, you need. And bosa be yayin, that's machloikis when they need bosa. There's a funny little sefer that's called Piskei Tshuva. The one who, it's a likut of Achrayim, and he says it's the believe it or not of Halacha, and he says he's going to give you a chapter and verse, everything where it is, so you look it up on your own, because you wouldn't believe it. If I tell you, he says, you won't believe what I said. And he quotes all these funny truths. So once in a while, he quotes something that's not in print. He quotes Avnei Nezer, he always tells you chapter and verse. And then once in a while, he quotes things from the Ger Rebbe, I think it's the Imre Yemes, it was after the Sfasem has died. So it was the Sunday, Imre Yemes. They quote, Imre Yemes said, on the first page in Yerideya, it says that you have to have Basar on Yontif. And there's a Machlekes, I think, the Arafraim and the Aravram on page Aleph Amar Aleph in Yerideya, where they need Davke Basar Behemo. But Basar Reif is also acceptable for Simchas Yontif. On Shabbos, there's no Chiyav Simchas, just as they know Kibbut V'Yoinig. So Oinig is good enough for chicken. But on Yontif, but there's a Chiyav Simcha, so that's, you need Davke B'sar B'Hema. Then there's a further machlokes on Shabbos. The Mechaber writes that it's a chiyuv oneg. So oneg is really determined subjectively. So if a person enjoys fasting better than eating, so then it says he should fast on Shabbos. Because oneg is determined subjectively. So that's a dion that the Ramo has in the Darkim Osha on the tour, and the later poskim have also the discussion. Do you say Simchas Yantav is also determined subjectively? Let's say you're really supposed to have Basav Yayin, and he doesn't enjoy Fleshiks. He enjoys chicken better than Fleshiks. He enjoys Milchiks better than Fleshiks. So do you say also Simcha is determined also subjectively? Or they say no, Oneg is determined subjectively. Simcha is an objective standard. You have to have the bus of the yayin, even if you choke on it, even if you can't stand it, you must have bus of the yayin. So that's different opinions. So this is also relevant for Bris, because by Chasana, Shavu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Alkeinu Shal Simcha B'mono, because the Suda Sachasana is based on the fact that there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So by Bris also the Gemara assumes there is a mitzvah of Simcha. So the Gemara says that that pasuk is really referring to the mitzvah of Milo. Imra Secha, when Vayomer Hashem al Avraham. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham. Imra Secha is because it says Vayomer doesn't say Vaydaber. So really by Bris is a chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara says maybe you should say Shal Simcha. The Gemara says not, because it's Tzari Deinuka. But by Pidyon Aben, there's no Tzari Deinuka, so some say you should say Shal Simcha Manu. And Arminig is, no, Hagos Ashri quotes, no, there's no Havamina by Pidyon Aben. Pidyon Aben, there's no Inyan of Simcha. And the whole Suda that you have is not because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The whole Suda is just that Chashiv is to the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah looks so secular. Just give over a couple of dollars to the Kohen. Just give him over money. So when you shake a lulam and you blow a shofar, it's obviously a mitzvah. A goy wouldn't do it. But over here, just giving over money doesn't look like a mitzvah. So you have it in the middle of a meal. You say, boy, piagofen, just add chashivas to it. So by bris milah, there's a chiyuv simcha, so you really should have a fleshig meal. You should have basa v'yayin. Or at least the ayin. Even if you're having milchiks, at least the ayin. That's the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's the ikar b'zmanazah is the yayin and the basar, since it's not shlamim anyway, so forget about the basar. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that's the ikar, yeah. It's not right. It's not right. Everybody makes melchik bris. It's not right. You're supposed to have a fleshik bris. Shaila is if you have a bris on Friday morning, the Gemara says in Gittin that there are certain families in Yerushalayim were wiped out, were destroyed at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, because they used to have elaborate sudas on Erev Shabbos. That takes away from the Kvod Shabbos. The Sudan Leil Shabbos is supposed to be something special. You're supposed to have Basav Yayin by the Sudas. If you're going to have a Fleshig meal on Friday, then you have a second Fleshig meal on Friday night. It takes away from the Chshivas on Friday night. So that's not right. You're not supposed to have a Fleshig meal on Friday. So the Mogen Avraham quotes to Shalor that he had two Rabbeim, and when there would be a Fleshig bris on Friday morning, so one of them would participate and one of them would not. He would leave before the meal. He wouldn't stay because it's not right to eat Fleshiks on Friday. So it's a whole discussion over there. What exactly is the Machzah Shekel discusses, what exactly did the Magen Avraham mean when he quoted this Machlokes, the two Rabbeim of the Shalom? If Mikra Adin, you don't need Fleshiks for the bris, then for sure it's not right to have a fleshig breakfast for a bris on Friday. But if you make it, then you do need fleshig, so then you got no choice. You had to have a fleshig meal. So what are you condemning? That's the machlekes? Is that the machlekes? I think it says it's something else. No, that's not the machlekes. Anyway, so that is the background of this whole topic of simcha. B'zman shabis mekdusho yikai meit simcha le bishlomim. If your women are muhrim in simcha, they have to oil a regal. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. The Gemara says, women are not muhrim to be oil a regal. Yerba calls a churcha. Women are not muhrim in oil a sriya. But women, according to one opinion, machloik is the Ramam and the Rav, machloik is in the Gemara, where the women are muhrim in simcha, you say, no, isha baila misamcha, it's the husband's chiyuv. To be misamech as ha'um lolim, to be misamech the less fortunate people. Yalman and so on, but not that the women are mechayiv, it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Grom. So if your women are mechayiv in simcha, so they're mechayiv to be to go to Yerushalayim, not mechuyev to go to the Azara and to bring an oil asriya, but to mechuyev to come to Yerushalayim in order to be able to eat the Shalmei Simcha, in order to eat the Karbonas. It doesn't have to be Dabke Shalmei Simcha. You can eat. Mishnah says, Yisoyed Yotzim Dechavasim Vishlamim Mekahanim Yotzim Dechavasim Vechatas Vyosham, as long as they're eating Besar Karbonas. Doesn't have to be a korban that was specifically designated as a Shalmei Simcha. Any Besar Karbonas is good enough. So there's a Gemara, the first daf in Eilim Megalchin, in the third parak in Moed Kotna, has the whole third parak talks about Avelus. How does one observe that people dying every day they hear? People dying who never died before. So if they die on Yantav, they are Dinim. When you bury on Yantav Rishon, are they Amim, and bury Yantav Sheni, are they Israel? And Chalamoid, you bury people, but you don't begin Avelus until after Yantav is over. And the Mishnah has all the details of the Dinim of Avelus. So the Gemara asks, how do you know, how did the Mishnah know this Din? That one does not begin to observe Avelus. Akaris Mesa Beregel, you don't begin to observe Avelus on Regel. So the Gemara says, Osi Esed de Rabbi, Medochi Esed de Yochid. Simchas Yontav is an essay, all Klal Yisrael is Mechayiv to do. And Avelus is Evel Yochid Asiloch. That's Esed de Yochid. A small group of people on Mechayiv. So the Esed de Rabbi is in conflict with the Esed de Yochid. Esed de Rabbi takes precedence over the Esed de Yochid. Osi Esed de Rabbi, Medochi Esed de Yochid. That's how the Gemara says. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why does the Gemara say Esed de Rabbim versus Esed de Yochid in conflict? Why does the Gemara say better? Simchas Yontav is a mitzvah deraisa, and Avelus is only the Rabbanon. So din deraisa should be deicha din de Rabbanon. That's why you don't observe. That's why one doesn't observe Avelus on Yontav. The Simcha deraisa should be deicha Avelus, which is only the Rabbanon. So the Rif and the Ramam and the Ga'onim and the Chachmei Sfarad say, you see from the fact that Gemara didn't say that sometimes there is Avelus Deraisa. What is that Avelus? Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So Gemara is talking, Akobes Mesa Berego, somebody was buried on Yontav, Haram Chalamoid. On Yontav Rishon is buried Adai Amimim, Yontav Shana buried Adai Yisrael, Chalamoid. And you're talking about Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa. So you can't say, the simple yontav of the raisa should be deichad avelus derabon. We're talking avelus yom rishon is going to be avelus derais. So that's the answer that they give. They say the Gemara is explaining that one doesn't need an observer avelus derais on regal because as I said, deram medochei yaseh diyoch. Taisus holds all avelus is derabon. They never heard of that concept that avelus yom rishon is derais. So they answer the kasha. Why does the Gemara say that deraisa is decha derabon? So Taisus answers, and they say the answer is that Simchas Yontav is not deraisa bisman hazeh. Simchas Yontav used to be deraisa only bisman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, because really ain't simcha ela bishlamim, ain't simcha ela bisar hakorbanos, and simcha, the whole simcha bisman hazeh is only derabon. So that's why bisman hazeh instead of bisar korbanos, so you have. For women, you buy dresses. For the children, you buy games, you buy nuts, you buy toys, you buy something that'll cheer them up. That's what Tosfos says. Zman shein beis mikdash kaim kanam hosim. Zman hazeh ein simcha lebiyayin. Al zman shein beis mikdash kaim ein simcha lebibosah. Besar shlom mishen ma besar. Besavachta shlom yechal tosham besamachta. Yeah, that's the Tosfos on lamed dalel on lamed beis. Isha baila mesamcha.
Isn't that what the Mishnah Berurah said? Mishnah Berurah said the same thing as the Tosfos.
No, Mishnah Berurah discussed a different thing. When the Gemara says there, "Psochem bismancha bismegdushay kaimen simcha ala bipsar karbanas," bisman hazeh, it's biyayin, means in addition to the basar it's yayin, or instead of the basar it's yayin, because you don't gain anything by having basar since it's not going to be bisar shlom. So that the Mishnah Berurah quoted a machlek sachran, but this is a machlek sarishayim, whether you satosu shita is. Taisus holds beferish that Taisus in the beginning of Eilim Megalchin. Taisus holds beferish that Simcha's Yontav Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. It's only the Raisa when you have Shlomim, and Bizman Hazeh it's whatever you're going to have. Basavi Yayin, a Yayin, whatever you're going to have is all going to be the Rabban. And Rambam and the Rif hold that's not true. B'shar Minei Simchas is also Deraisa. And the reason why the Gemara didn't say Osi Esed Deraisa V'Dochi Esed Derabonan, and they're explaining why one doesn't observe Avelus on Yontif, is because the Gemara wanted to explain why even Avelus Yom Rishon is also not Noig on Yontif. Because they hold that the Rif and the Rambam and the Chach Misvot Paschal like that, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. That was their opinion. So the Gemara is discussing all of the Yotzim min HaKlal. You have Mitzvah Saseh, Shehaz Magram and Anoshim Amechuyev. Simchas Yontov is Machlokes, but about the Mesamcha, women are really Mechuyev. And Kiddush, they are Mechuyev. Zochusham Debrecha Nemru. And Matzah, they are Mechuyev. Yeah, Korban Pesach is Machlokes in Psochem Dav Tzadik. Well, Anoshim Berishon Chayva, Anoshim Berishon Rishus. That women bringing Pesach Rishon is machlekes hatanim, whether they're mechuyev chayva, and the Gemara we mentioned the Gemara in Pesachim assumes that the Achronim coined an expression svara hachitzayin. If you don't have a pasuk one way or the other, what would you have said? What is the svara hachitzayin? So the svara hachitzayin in the Gemara is that women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach. And the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say Nosem Rishon is Rishus. That's what the Svarachitzanus asks there. Why? The Svarachitzanus should have been a Noshim should be potter from Korban Pesach, because the Samitzvah says Shaz Magroma. He should need a Pasuk to say that they are Mechuyev. But to say that they're potter, that's the Svarachitzanus should have been like that. That's what the Svarachitzanus just points out. The Gemara and Psochim is assuming that the Svarachitzanus is that the women are Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, unless you have a pasuk to say that it's only Rishus. Why should I assume that women are certainly Mechuyev in Korban Pesach? That's what the Sfasemes suggests. That since one who doesn't bring Korban Pesach is Nenash Kores, that's the pasuk in yesterday's Edrin Ba'alo Ischa, Nichrus HaNev Shahi. So the fact that this Kores at itself is an indication that there must be an Isser involved. Sometimes you have an essay and Chumash, you don't know whether it's an Isser essay or a Kiyam essay. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes only one or the other. Let's say a mitzvah to wear tefillin. If you don't wear tefillin, so you fail to fulfill a mitzvah. It's not that you're an Avera, you didn't do the mitzvah. Then on the other hand, what's the difference whether you fulfill to do a mitzvah or you did an Avera, you're going to suffer in Gehenim anyway. If you didn't do a mitzvah, you go to Gehenim. And if you did an Avera, you go to Gehenim. So there's a Medrash Oisius, the Rebbe Akiva, where it says that two different Gehenims. They have this concept in the Goyish literature also. There's Gehenim Shalesh and Gehenim Shal Shelek. So the guy who goes, Bekumbi Aseh, he's hot-blooded, and he goes and he does an Avera, so he's going to burn in Gehenim Shalesh. But if he's cold-blooded and he doesn't do a mitzvah sesa, so he's going to freeze in Gehenim Shal Shelek. And the people who violated Averas and also fulfill the mitzvahs, so they float them back and forth. There's a ferry that goes between, that's in the Goyish literature also, the same as in Oisius, the Rebbe Akiva. He burns in the Gehenim Shalesh, then they take him to the other one. He freezes in Gehenim Shalshelek, then they take him back and forth. He suffers in both, yeah. So that's the Shiloh over here. Mitzvahs Milo, it's a Kiyum essay, or is it an Isser essay? So let's say Tfilin, Alpi Pashto, is a Mitzvah Saseh. If you didn't wear Tfilin, you failed to fulfill a mitzvah, but you didn't do it Avera. The Rambam counts as one of the mitzvahs. I say, kol tzipa tahara tochelu. You should eat kosher chicken. What's a mitzvah to have a kazais of kosher chicken once a day, every day? It's a mitzvah to have kosher chicken. A guy wants to be a vegetarian, he has to eat kol tzipa tahara tochelu. So the Pashto says, no, the Rambam meant it, the Ravid says, the Rambam must have meant it as a lab abo mechlala say. If you eat a non-kosher fowl, then you're oivan the lab abo mechlala say. Not over on a love, you don't get malchus. There is no love. It's just maybe an addition to the love. But there's an iser essay. So sometimes you have a pasuk that sounds like it's an essay, like kol tzipa tahara tochelu, or let's say la nochri sashich or achich lo sashich. That's machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah sesim. Whenever you lend money to a nochri, it's a mitzvah. You have to charge interest. The Ravid is masik on the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, no, the Ravid and the Ramban, I think they're both masik. It's an Isar Asay. L'anachri Sashach means an Isar Asay. If you lend to a Yisrael and you'll charge ribas, not only are you in violation of the Lavim, you're in violation of the Asay as well. But it's not that it's a Kiyum Asay. Whenever you lend to an Anachri, you're supposed to charge ribas. So every so often there's a mitzvah in the Tariag Mitzvahs that's really an Isar Asay. It's not at all a Kiyum Asay. And once in a while you have a mitzvah that's both a Kiyum Asay and an Isar Asay. Like, for example, just to use Rav Soloveitchik's example, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisa zor mi batechem. So it's both a Kiyum Asay and an Isar Asay. If anyone keeps chametz in his possession after Chatzos, Yom HaRishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach, it means the day prior to Pesach, Yom HaRishon. Rishon means prior to, and Achra means after, the latter and the former and the latter. So the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom HaRishon tashbisa, there's a mitzvah saseh, a kiyum saseh, to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. Pashtus is a kiyum saseh to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Then there's an Isra saseh to keep the chametz in your possession after Chatzos. Some say, no, it's a kiyum saseh to burn it after Chatzos, not to burn it before Chatzos. Okay, the details, they're different opinions. The Mordechai, in the first page in Pesachim, quotes in a Bala Tesis, had a practice. He burnt all the chametz in the morning, sorfim etchila sheish, and he saved over kazayis of chametz to burn it after Chatzos. What did he say? Because kazayis of chametz? Well, he held that that's the mitzvah derais. The kiyum saseh derais of tashbisu is to destroy the chametz after the zman isur, after Chatzos. But tashbisu is clearly an isur asay also. There's a machlekes, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, one who eats chametz b'erev Pesach, is he over balav or not? Is he over on a lav? Machlekes Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda holds that there is a lav. Rab Yehuda holds chametz b'erev Pesach is an isur derais. There are three psukim. Chametz b'erev Pesach is a lav. Chametz b'erev Pesach, there's a lav with koris if you eat it. No chametz b'erev Pesach, there's a lav derais without koris. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach, if you eat chametz Erev Pesach, you like it because it's a lav. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only the Rabbanan, and chametz Be'erev Pesach is only an Isar Asay. It's not an Isar Lav, it's an Isar Asay. What's the Isar Asay? That Pasuk, Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisa, you're not supposed to keep it in your possession. If you have it in your possession, then you're mevatel the mitzvah.
You keep it after Chatzos.
So the Tosis holds a Masha. Tosis has a right in the Gemara. Masha chametz al menos levara is mutter. If you keep chametz, as long as you plan to burn it during this zman of Pesach. Let's say I can hold chametz in my possession all of Pesach because I plan to burn it on the sixth day of Pesach, seventh day of Pesach, eighth day is only with the Rabban. So then you're mevat liyase. But if you keep chametz in your possession, your ownership, intending to burn it on Pesach, so that's on the level of the Raisa, you're not over anything. I don't know if we don't pass like that. Masha Chamas Amanas Levar, right? Yeah, I think we do. I think Tosis proves it from the Gemara like that, that there's no love. So Shagazari understood from Tosis that what they meant to say was, that Tosis, I think, on Lav Chavches, I forgot already where it is. So the Shagzai understood from Tosfos that it applies every time there's a lav anita glase. So he tines if you steal almanas to give it back, so it should be mutter. The Gemara said, "Ferish, agez almanas lamekat. If I steal in order just to aggravate you, but I plan to give it back, so then I'm over on the lav of stealing. I'm over on the lav of aggravating you. That's called I know as dvarim. But the Shad is my over on the lav of leisigzel." So the Shagzai understood in Tosfos that it meant to say every single lav anita glase, you're permitted to violate the law if you have in mind to do the essay lebesof, which is going to be misak in the law. So as the kasha from the Gemara would appear, the goes on lamanas lameka the zayvan lo sigzel, the zayvan lo sigzel. So the pashta says that this is only meant by balyura by matzah. They didn't mean it by every single law anit the glase.
How does Tosfos get out of the
bitul
asay of tashbis? I have in mind to...
He plans to do the essay. Yeah, he plans to fulfill the essay. So he's not mevatel.
But It's already past this man.
It's after this. Yeah. The Amarish means even Erev Pesach. Even Erev Pesach. Anytime. Erev Pesach at Pesach. He has a mind to destroy the Chometz. Yeah. So again, so we have a few exceptions to the rule. So you have mitzvah saseh, shazman groma, that women are mechuyev. You have matzah and kiddush and hakel, that's beferish. And simchas yantav is machlekes. The Rambam and the Rabbi machlekes in the Gemara, whether we say noshim ishabana mesamcha or no, that the women are tak mechuyev. That's one machlekes. Then we have exceptions to the rule, to the other rule. The other rule is that mitzvah saseh shalei azman groma noshim achayev. So there are a few exceptions to the rule. The one is Talmud Torah. The women are mechuyev to learn the din and that are relevant to them, but that's only a hechsher mitzvah. But the mitzvah b'fnei atzma of Talmud Torah, the women are not mechuyev in. Nashim are not mechuyev in that chiyuv Talmud Torah. Then Nashim are not mechuyev. Opir v'ribi is machlokes satanoim. The top line on Lamed Hamed Aleph, that's the Mishnah, is the end of Perek Habo Yevimta, has the whole machlokes of Bisham and Basil, how many children do you have in order to fulfill Opir v'ribi. And there it's a machlokes, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yechem HaBerk and HaChacham. Rabbi Yechem HaBerk is of the opinion. Rabbi Yechem HaBerk is of the opinion, says, Vayivarach Oysam Alekim, Pruruvu. So Pruruvu was told to Oysam, both to Odom and to Chava. So you see that women are also mechuyev in Piruvirivya. And the Chachamim disagree that the women were not in this chayiv. Yeah. So that's machlokes why the Piruvirivya is an exception to the rule. Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. That women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Yeah, what else is an exception to the rule? A mitzvah saseh, a tefillin is a machlokes, but a tefillin, machlokes are b'yudah rameya. If your laila is matfillin, Shabbos Yantav is matfillin, and still, so it's a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman groma, and still nashim apotah. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. Nashim apotah, even if you hold that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, even if you're chai by yom ha-balayla, not like the tesis in the last parak in Erevin, there's a tesis Rabbi Kevegu attacks them. He says against our sugya. Tesis says there that according to the Tana that tefillin is not a mitzvah tesis as magrama, then women are talking mechuyev in tefillin. So he says it's against the Gemara. Women are parted from tefillin because it's iskish to Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah they're parted from. So you have two or three mitzvahs that are not zman groma, that women are not mechuyev. We assume women are not mechuyev in Piruv Rivya, they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, and they're not mechuyev in Piruv Rivya is a machlokes, yeah. And tefillin, even if you hold that it's not zman groma, women would be potter. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Then the Gemara just defines over here, what is it called? There's a machlokes hatanoim. If you have a din in one pasuk, we assume that din applies to kol ha'Torah kula. That's called the mamatzina. We said abravus nezikin. So the Gemara told the same kayotze b'hem because it told us have all of the same properties of the others. So therefore, it has the same din. It told the same kayotze. You don't even need a pasuk to tell you to be marba that there's such a thing is told us. By Shabbos, indeed, the pasuk the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Marikatz on the first daf in Bava Kamma. Why do you need a pasuk by Shabbos to tell you that the Malachas have told us? And by Nezikin, you don't need a pasuk. So the Shita answer quotes the Marikatz. By Shabbos, the definition of Malachas is whatever was in the Mishkan. So they told us we're not in the Mishkan. So if you wouldn't have a pasuk, you would think that they're not told us. I need a pasuk. Meyachas, Meheno. Heina, mehena, achas, meachas. So one of the drushes teaches me that you're even chayv and told that there is a din of a malach al yidei told. But in Ezekiel, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk to be marbet told the same case for him. The Chumash tells you a din of shor bar mabehever. So whichever is sufficiently similar, whatever case is sufficiently similar, is automatically going to be a din. It's going to be told the same case for him. You learn a mamatzinu and shayim. It's a simple mamatzinu. or like we gave the moshel all the time, atzi shita momdin keder kedilosam. So you learned from the Mishkan to when you hold the lulav and yes, it has to be keder kedilosam. Yeah, that's a regular mamatzinu. That's a regular mamatzinu. So what if you have shnei ksuvim b'bon keachod? You have two psukim that say the same thing. If you only have one pasuk that would say that that women are pata from a zman, women are pata from a mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman grama, women are pata from Talmud Torah, even though it's shaloi hazman grama. So if you only have one pasuk, you would have established a mamatzina from that women are pata on all mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman grama. But because you have shnei ksiv ma'boin ke'echod, or shloshi ksiv ma'boin ke'echod, that's a machlokes hatanaim. The Gemara says here, two-thirds of the way down on Lamed Hem and Aleph, do you have to have shnei ksiv ma'boin ke'echod? Do you have to have two psukim saying the same thing? So the fact that you needed an additional pasuk indicates that you shouldn't be dana ma'matzin over here. Or do you have to have shloshi ksiv ma'boin ke'echod? So that's a machlokes hatanaim, and the midrash haTorah addresses them. If you only have one pasuk, you say that's a mamatzinu. Atzishit mamna says in one place, you learn at the kol haTorah kula. But if you have two psukim teaching you the same thing, so that's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether you say shnei ksiv ma'boin ke'echod ein melamdim doesn't teach you to learn out from it. Farket, you learn out from the psukim. So the Gemara quotes this machlok zatanan, whether shneik zambar keach or shloshik zambar keach. The Gemara repeats a few times here. It's only called shneik zambar keach if you could have learned that one from the other. You have A and B. It says women are pata from Pirah Berivya, women are pata from Talmud Torah. So if we would have only said women are pata from Talmud Torah, I would have known that women are pata from Pirah Berivya. And nonetheless, it says they're pata from Pirah Berivya. So that shows fakir, that shneksim abon keechad, eim alamdim, you don't learn a mamatzinu. If you learn a mamatzinu, you could have learned A from B, or B from A. So you don't learn a mamatzinu. So it means these two are the exceptions to the rule is fakir. So then the Gemara says, what if you have A and B tell you two psukim tell you the same thing? If it would have said A, you wouldn't have known B, but if it would have said B, you would have known A would have been included. Then the Gemara said, then it's not called shneksim abon keechad. That it's not called shneik sabal ba'in ke'echot, then I say faket. That according to the one who shneik sabal ba'in ke'echot, eim alamdim, so you say eim alamdim. Yeah, the Gemara just works on the different psukim. Until you get to the bottom of Lamed Hei Omer Aleph, the Gemara quotes the three different members of the Amoraim, Hishra Kosev Isha Liish Chol Onshim Sheba Torah, Isha Ishi Kiyas Mikol Chatos Odom, Hishra Kosev Isha Liish, the punishments are the same. So that's how you know Loi says it. The women are muzer to observe all of the lav, and even if the lav happens to be as my grandma, that's Hishra Kosev Isha Liish Chol Onshim Sheba Torah. Then the second case, Hishra Kosev Isha Liish, Hishra Kosev Isha Liish, that if the mazik is a woman or if the nizik is a woman, it does make a difference. There's a din hishva kosev isha liyish. This is then Baba Kama has a comment that kol tarkula is always written baloshen zohar. There is no neutral gender in Hebrew. When you write a verb, you write something, either you're writing baloshen zohar, baloshen nekevah. So even though you're writing Beloshen Zohar, we assume Hishva Kosev Isha Liish, unless you have a pasuk to say otherwise. Yeah, so the Gemara quotes the three psukim. The first pasuk says Hishva Kosev Isha Liish called Onshim Shabbatar Lavim. Second one is Hishva Kosev Isha Liish called Dinim Shabbatar Dinim Amenes. They have the same. Ela Mishpatim Shetosim Lifnehim. The third pasuk is that if Ishor Shaharga Sa'odam, the Balashar pays Kaifer, the Hemis Isho Isho, Hishwa Kosev Isho Isho, Chol Misa Shabbatar. The Shor kills an Odam. Even if Shor kills an Isho, the Balashar has to pay Kaifer. Those are the three drushes on the bottom of Lamed Hei Amar Aleph. And all the three appear there in Bava Kamma also. Everything is repeated over there in Bava Kamma. Yeah. So Gemara explains, why do I need all the three? It would have been room to differentiate between them. One could have thought over here, over there, not. So Tosfos writes, Bava Kamma Kol HaTor Kula is written b'loshon Zohar, but it's Ishva Kosev Ishel Ish. Unless it says Beferish Ish. If it says Ish, so sometimes it means Ish Prat B'Kotten, and sometimes it means Ish Prat B'Isha. So in each case, the Chacham have to darshan. What is the Ish Mamayit? Is it Mamayit Isha or is it Mamayit HaKotten? Okay, sure. And then the Gemara, it's just Drushes, Bidush HaTer and Drushes, Ben. Then the Gemara starts on Laman Hamid Base on the top, Chutz Mi Baltakit, Baltashchis. That's a quotation from the Mishnah. Ishva Kosev Isha L'Ish L'Chol Averis, L'Chol Lavim, with an exception to the rule, Bal Tashchis. L'Sashchis Pias Zikon Echo. Not allowed to shave, but they raise the beard. So women, if a woman has a beard, she is permitted to shave her beard. So that's what it says in Mishnah. Chutz mi Bal Tashchis. Bal Tashchis means Pa'as HaZokon. U'Bal Takim means L'Sakifa Pas Roshchem. That's a Pa'as HaRosh. So women are permitted to violate that. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know? And also about the time of the Mesim doesn't apply to women. So the Gemara said, Bishlema about the time of the Mesim. Like the time of the Mesim, that's the beginning of Parshas Emor. So that says, Beferish in the Chumash. Dabir al-Bnei Aharon, lo b'nos Aharon. So you have a meal to them. And more of a kind of B'nai Aharon. B'nai Aharon v'la B'nai Aharon.
Why don't we learn from Bal Tashchis that a woman usually doesn't have a beard?
Right, that so thing, right. The Gemara says that. That's on Laman Hamid base. So Baal, so lot to be bin Tamil Mason, kind of, I'm not allowed to. At the beginning of Parshas Amor, it says that Amor of a kind of B'nai Aharon v'la B'nai Aharon. That's covered. How do you know that women are permitted to shave with the razor their beard? Gemara has two drushes, two sources. So one source, he boys him a kroy, boys him a sror. Yeah, it says on the side, Ein Taisus Shvus Chav Beis Ham and Beis. Every time the Gemara has such a lotion, he boys him a kroy, boys him a sror. So Taisus Dem Shvus says the kasha. The Gemara says in a few places, Lamali Kros Svarahu. Whenever something is very compelling, he tells us, well, you don't need a pasuk. So why does it say here? He boy say makro if it's a svara. The Taisa says, then shuas, obviously the svara is not so compelling. There's room to think so. So the first mandama says in Gemara, boy say a svara. A woman is not normal to grow a beard. So even if a beard grows, it's not called pasuk anech, because it's not normal. So it is what the dingzach, even though it's not normal, but if the woman takes hormones, or if the woman grows a beard, they always used to have in the circus. No? Yeah. So there is such a thing. So it's not so mukhrich that if a woman has a beard, it's not called a beard.
So one in a million?
Huh?
One in a
million. Yeah, yeah. So first, that's the first suggestion. Boy say misvara, that a woman grows a beard is not normal, so it's not called a beard. Then he boy say mikra, no, it's based on a person. That it says lasashchet fias zikonecho. It says lo sakif paas roshchem in the plural. Then it says lasashchet fias zikonecho in the singular. So midishoni kro bedibure, since the pasuk changes from Loshan Rabim to Loshan Yochid, so it implies that we should darshan something over here. It's like, Ein Amikra Ezeh Eimeh Erela Darsheni. Why does it say, Lo Sashchis Pias Zikonecho, Zikonecho Lo Zikan Ishtecho? That's the drosha. It doesn't mean that Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem applies both to the wife and to the husband. No, the Mishnah says not so. Mishnah says not so, but the fact that the Reisha Dikra is written Meloshan Rabim, Lo Sakif Pas Roshchem, And the Sefer is written, Meloshen Yochid, L'Sashchis, Piazzi, Kwanecha, is just then in the Loshen of the Pasuk was changed to bring to your attention to make a drosha, and then what is the drosha? That a woman's beard doesn't count. Yeah. But how do you know that a woman's even allowed to cut off the payas? So that the Gemara says, because there's an iskish, it's in the same pasuk. Hashchasas pas hazak and hashchasas pas harosh is in the same pasuk. So just like women are exempted, women are excluded from the law of piyasek anecho, so hu adinami, the women should be excluded from the pa'asa rosh.
Why was it written
verse 10? It goes on all of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean the husband and the wife. Thank you very much. It doesn't mean the husband and the wife. It means all of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Piyasikanecha of men, not the women. Doesn't necessarily mean his wife. Only to men and not to women. Shite. So you have a drosha, immoral kind of bnei aharon labanos aharon, that tumas kohanim doesn't apply to baskain. Baskain has kedushas kuna, she's achelas petruma, but she's not muzer on tumas kohanim. Then you have either a svarip pshuta, that women can shave off their beard, Or it's exeris akas v'lashad pe'asik anech v'lo pe'as ishtecho adrosha. Once you know that doesn't apply to women, so even the other half of the pasuk, the zakif of pasroshchem, also doesn't apply to the women. Sure. So these are the three lavim that don't apply: ashchas as pasrosh and pasazokan, and and tumas kahanim. Tveg markasha below, is that true? That a woman has a beard, so the beard is not subject to the law. That's what you tell me. The beard is not subject to the law. Avalosashchis piyasa zikanecha. You have a brayser that says beferish. Isha shehelsa seir, seyor, she grows hair. Arehein kizokin l'chod v'em, has a din like a beard. So it says beferish. And isha, even though it's not normal, Isha Soris, even though it's not normal they should develop hair, Arein Kizak and Lord Mem has a din of a beard. Everything more, yeah, that goes on a different din. It doesn't go on Hashchasa. Hashchasa is Mutter. What does it go on? So the Gemara says it goes on the din, Vaita, it goes on the din. Omar Mazutra, you have to skip around 20 lines here. Till he finally says, the line begins with the word, the Tumas Negoy. The Tumas Negoy, if a woman grows a beard, so there's a din of negat saras on the body, and one of the simani tuma, if a man comes to the kohen with a negat saras, so he's mazga the nega for a week. So if there's pisoyan, if it grows bigger, if it expands in the course of the week, that's a simen tuma. Or if it grows ser banega hofach lovon, first the nega was there, and then after the nega was white, then the hair turns white. If the hair turns white first, before the nega tzaras develops, then it's not a simen tuma. But if first the nega tzaras is there, then the hair turns white, that's a simen tuma. So that michi pisoin et seyalovan. Michi means if you have a nega tzaras, has a different color skin, and in the middle of the nega tzaras is michi basachai, normal color. The whole body is normal color, in the middle of the negat saras, normal color, and then you have a negat saras, white around it. So that's michya. So the Mishnah has the regimel simani tuma. There are three things that you metame. One is pisoya, and if it grew bigger in the course of the week, that's only if you lock them up. Let's say the person develops a negat saras on his arm, on his leg, and then it keeps on big and bigger, keeps on getting bigger, bigger, bigger. He's nervous, then he comes to the kohen. So the kohen asks him, did it grow? He says, yeah, a month ago it was tiny, then it got bigger, bigger, bigger. That's not called pisayin. Pisayin is only after the kohen looks on it, and then he declares hezger for weeks, and then at the end of the week it gets bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller. It doesn't matter. It goes from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. We ignore the fact that in the middle of the week it got bigger. If it got smaller, at the end of the week is the same size it was in the beginning, then it's not called pisayin. So these are the three simani tuma. So if it's negat saras, either by the beard, Berosho bezokon, when there's hair growing, even if it's a woman. Even if it's a woman. But the neged saras, the b'mokim gidl sayer, even if it's a woman who normally doesn't have a beard, the woman, the lady with the beard from the circus. So she develops a neged saras, b'mokim the beard, so then it has different rules and regulations. So it's not bus. It's not seir lavan. It's a seir hatzohov. That would be the simetuma. That would be mitame. And how many weeks it is also different. I forgot. Yeah. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Amar mazutra. You learn that from pasuk. Letumas negoim. That if a woman has a beard, it has the exact same din as a beard. If a man has it, not been again to shaving off the beard, then she's allowed to shave off the beard. It has the exact same din. When they get to negoyim, frek the gemara. That's a black and white pasuk. That's a beferish pasuk. What do you need frek the gemara and negoyim behed yeksiva? Isha ishikia bo nega berosho bezokan. That's a beferish pasuk. So what do you need a brisa to say? Where was it again? Tanya zokin isha besaris. These three people, an old man. All of a sudden, he starts growing a beard. All of his life, he never had a beard. A saris never had a beard. Isha doesn't have a beard. All of a sudden, they grow up there. So it says, has a din of beer, l'chol deverim. So the Gemara says, l'chol deverim is not true. When you get to shaving it off, the women's beard doesn't, you may shave it off with a razor, that's not a problem. L'chol deverim means for other intents and purposes. So what is that? The Gemara says, for tumas negoim. The Gemara says, tumas negoim is a black and white pasuk. That's a double pasuk. What do you need? A braisa. And for the Gemara, elam ha-madrut with a taras negoim. What does it mean the Taras Negoim? When the Mitzorah becomes Tor, when the Nazir finishes the Naziris, he has to be Megalech all the hair on his head. He doesn't have to be Megalech the beard. While he's a Nazir, he's allowed to shave the beard. Kodesh Yigal Peres Arosha, the sair on the hair is Kodesh. The sair on the beard is not Kodesh. So the Nazir is allowed to shave the beard when he's a Naziris. And when the Naziris is over, he doesn't have to shave the beard. The beard was never included in the Kedusha's Naziris. Only the hair on top. But the Mitzorah has to shave off any Mokum Kibbutz hair on the bottom. He has to shave off the hair on top and the hair on the bottom and the hair on the other parts of the body as well. So the Gemara says that's what it means, that if a woman was a Mitzoras and then she becomes Tahira, so she has to shave off even the beard. Even though the beard is not normal. That's what the Braisa is telling me that I don't know from the Pasuk. The pasuk only says isha, that a woman has tumas negat saras b'mokam seir.
So she could never become tahor unless we know that.
That's what it's
saying.
That one.
That she has no way of becoming tahor unless
we
have the pasuk. She would be.
The pasuk says she can become tummy. Yeah. So that I don't need a brisa for. You only need a brisa to tell you something that doesn't say explicitly in Chumash. The Gemara says you don't need a brisa to tell you that isha that a woman can become have a negat saras b'makom seir by the beard. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Berosha b'zokan must be the pasuk zina that she has to shave off the beard. That's not explicit. Then the Gemara says not necessarily. Frag Gemara Amar Mazutra Ela Mazutra the Taras Negoim. Taras Negoim Nami Pshita Kevin the Bastumahi Bastarahi. Yeah, if she's able to become Tameo, then she has to be able to become Tara. It means that you have to shave off the beard. Mara says, not itzrach, I need it for the Tumah. It doesn't say beferish in the pasuk, because one could have read the pasuk differently. Isha, Isha, how does it say? Isha, Isha, Kiye, Bo, Nega, Berosh, Kama, O, Bezokan. So maybe Berosh implies Isha, Isha. And Bezokan only goes on Isha. Bezokan doesn't go on Isha. That's how the Gemara says. I could have read the pasuk. I'm from the Gemara. It's duch salkadai t'chaminu litzdadim k'siv. Isha goes on ega berosh. Semicolon. O bezokan, that goes haderasan. Haderasan, the ish. Yeah. So I would have said that an isha cannot be have nega saras of a seor by the beard. Maybe it doesn't count. Just like his mutter to shave it off with a razor. Maybe... It's not considered a beard, and the din of tzaras and welcome seir shouldn't apply. So I need kavash malan. I need a pasuk to tell me that it's even mitami like that. Yeah.
She has to. shave all the hair off. Does that base the storm also?
I don't remember. The Gemara talks about it b'feirush. I just Mishnayos talk about it b'feirush. I mean, under the armpit.
Yeah, the Malkum Eva.
Yeah.
But the Levim didn't. I saw the sheet. The Levim didn't buy when it says they were.
Didn't have to shave off the Malkum Beis Astar. I don't remember. It must be Mishnayos, b'feirush and Mishnayos in the Goy. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Tiklachta Mitzvah. There are three people. There's a Mitzvah, the Mimgalech, the Levim, and Bechiris HaLevim, and the Nazir, and the Metzorah. And you only Yotze with a tar. Only Yotze if you do it with a razor. Yeah. I don't remember whether it includes also Beis HaStar. So in the middle here, I skipped a few lines here, because the Gemara said before, Gemara quoted a brisa that if a woman grows a beard, arei hen kizakon l'chol derim. The Gemara says, "My love, l'hashchas." Gemara says, "No, not l'hashchas. Hashchas says she's allowed to shave it with a razor. Doesn't have the din. It's only a bit benigir to tumas tzaras that it has the dinim of tzaras b'mokam aseir. That it's aseir tzohov, not aseir lovin anymore. It's a different din. And benigir to tahara that the glachas metzori have to shave off all the hair." Yeah, but not benigir to Baal Tashchis. So in the middle, the Gemara has the famous drosha that one is only in violation of the iser of shaving off the beard if it's gilol sheyesh b'hashchas. The two psukim, one pasuk is by Kohanim and one pasuk is by Yisraelim. So at Havik Zereshava, a pass to connect to the conditions that are written by one apply to the other, the conditions by the other apply to the, they're both exactly the same. That's what we assume, that the Kohanim are not more muzer than anybody else. And the Darkei Tshuva on that part of Yeridaya on Hilchas Hashchasas Pas Hazaken, Darkei Tshuva is a likud of Achranim. So yes, it's one of the Achranim wants to make a difference, that the Yisr is more chomer by Kohanim than it is by everybody else. But the Pashtus is that it's not so. Pashtus from the Gemara is not so. It's every Shabbat pass, it's exactly the same. So if it's exactly the same, why is it written in Pashtus and more? Means I'm not a Kohen. So if I shave off my beard with a razor, I violate an Aver. If a Kohen does it, he violates a Kohuna Dikadin. In addition to the regular din, he's a Jew like a regular Jew, but it's a Kohuna Dikadin. So my Nafkamina. So we have a Nafkamina for a Din de Rabbanon. There's a Mishnah Pchoris that if a Kohen is in the practice of a Kohen marries a Grusha and he's in violation of the Din. So the Mishnah says you don't let him be Makar of Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. You penalize him. Poshib Shat, it's only a penalty made the Rabbonim. The Ravid has a Pirish on the Torah's Kohanim, beginning of Parshas and more. So from the Pirish of Ravid, it seems pretty clear. He thinks that it's a Din Derais. But the Pashtus is, we don't hold like that. We hold it a penalty made the Rabbonim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Tur quotes the Machloik, and Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tur, who quotes the Machloik as Ge'oinim, whether the penalty, the Rabbonah, if the Kohen is Metamil Meisim, or the Kohen is married to a Grusha, whether we only penalize him that we don't let him be Makar Karbonis, or even we penalize him that we don't give him the first Aliyah, and we don't let him Duchen. So the Mishnah Berurah is surprised why the Mechaber Paskin Lechumra. You don't allow the Kohen to Duchen. You don't give him the first Aliyah, considering that in the Tshuvas HaGoyinim, the Rov held Lahokel. The Rov of the Goyinim held that the penalty Midirabbanon is only Benigeh to Akrovas Karbonis. So he says he doesn't understand. Bir Alochi, he says he doesn't understand why the Mechaber was Machmehir, that he can't get the first Aliyah. Can't get the first Aliyah, and he can't. what's the other din? He can't get the first Aliyah. I can't duchen. Yeah. So he says he's surprised why he passes like that. Anyway, it's a special penalty because he violates. Let's say the Kohen is married to a Nochris. Kohen is married to a Nochris. We spoke about it recently. There was a Talmud Chacham in Paris, a Svardish Talmud Chacham. He learned in Panovich. I forgot his name already. Funny Svardish name. So he said he said that if the kohen married to anochis, that's all Jews are not allowed to marry anochis. So that's not an additional, it's not a kohuna dikah prohibition. This penalty with the rabbanim is only introduced if he violates an isa that's not shabbat by the rest of the Jews. It's less of an isa. But to marry anochis is also for anybody. So you don't have to make, let's say the kohen eats treifas. The kohen doesn't keep Shabbos. So you don't let him duchen. No, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, the Rambam says, if someone will ask, what value is the bracha that the kohen gives? He's a bal aveira. What good is his bracha? So the Rambam says, that's not a kasha. He doesn't have his power to give the brachas. The kohen just says, the Pesuk and Baruch Shalom gives the brachas, even if the kohen is a bal aveira. So the kohen is not the one who's giving the brachas, yeah. So if the kohen violates kohuna dikadidim, which are light in his eyes, because other people are not restricted with respect to that, so then we have to penalize him. But if the kohen eats treifas, all the Jews are not supposed to eat treifas, and we're not to be mechazik that day. So that's what this rabbi from Paris, he thought that if the kohen is married to a nochris, that's an Issa that's Shabbat to everybody. That's a Shabbat. But if the Kohen marries an Achris in addition to the regular Issa, it's also an Issa Zaina. Rambam might say, he's Zaina Hambur Batoiro. That's a Nochri, Habol, a Nochris, or a Gioris. Even a Gioris is included. A Nochris is certainly included. Machlekes Habai Verov in the end of Tmura. Where the Kohen marries a Nochris, is she included in the Issa of Zaina Lekohen? Or maybe Zaina Lekohen is only when in Shach to have Tvisis Kedushim. She's a Nochris, it's not. Anyway, but the Gemara in the first perek in Yevamos talks beferish. Let's say there was a kohen who became a mitzora, and then he becomes tohar, and then he has to shave off mitzora has to shave off all the hair, even the hair over here. Or let's say he's a nozi, he has to shave off the hair on top, and he has to shave off with a razor, pass a rosh with a razor. So the Gemara says, I need an extra pasuk to tell me that even if he's a kohen, and there's an added isa, because it's in Parsha Samor, it's not just an accident that it's in Parsha Samor. No, just like a kohen alone is muzer, not to marry a grusha, not to be metam al mesim. So if the kohen shaves his beard or his payas, that's a kohuna dika isa. In addition to the general isa, that it's also l'chol Yisrael, it's also the kohanim in addition to isa, and the Gemara needs an additional pasuk to tell me that if he's a Tomei Ho'ila Mitumasa the Taharasa, he's a Mitzora, he wants to become Tohar, so he does Tiglachas Tahara, Tiglachas Tuma, Tiglachas Tahara, whatever, even though he's a Kohen, there's an added Issa. So it's Mefurish that there's an Issa. That would be the Shabbat. Let's say there's a Kohen who shaves with a razor. He doesn't go to the cemetery, he didn't marry a Grusha, but he shaves with a razor. It could well be that we wouldn't let him Duchen either. Because he's violating Kuhuda Dikadikim. If he eats Dreyfus, the Rambam says, he's Mechal Shabbos, you would allow him to Duchim. Mishnah Berurah says, Mechal Shabbos, Dina Ka'akum. So we wouldn't let him Duchim because Dina Ka'akum. So that's, so Chazanish says that Bizmanazah, you can't declare. Mechal Shabbos, Befresi, Dina Ka'akum. Befresi means he's breaking the whole discipline. Bizmanazah, the rove of the Jews are not Shabbos Shabbos. How can you? Mishnah Berurah writes like such a tzaddik. As if the din of Mechal Shabbos prefers the din of Kakum still applies Bizman Hazeh. Maybe when he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, maybe most of the Jews in Radna were still Shomer Shabbos. But the situation changed already.
My father told me in Germany, in the Tava, there was not one Jew who had a store open on Shabbos.
No one had a store open on Shabbos. Wow, okay.
That wasn't that. About the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's what depends where. It depends where. The Binyan Sien lived in Germany, at Bianca Vettlinger. So he writes about it. There's so many, he lived the beginning of the Reform Movement. He says, there's so many Mechal Shabbos, you can't call it Befarhesia. It's Bemezid. Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia means it has to be Bemezid and Befarhesia. So Bemezid means he knows that it's not allowed. Befarhesia means that he's breaking the discipline. That everybody else is Shem Shabbos. So he says, already by him it's not. The Minkatcher in Michal Saluza quotes this from the Binyan Tzion and says, what is he talking about? The Minkatcher, they were all Shabbos. Okay. But
small towns sometimes, even if the guy wanted to, he couldn't,
Because of the oppression.
Later in the late 30s it started. One guy opened up and it was a first. concern.
Yeah. Yeah, so today we assume like the Chazon Ish says it, today we don't really have such a thing. But even Barba Dain and Barban Dain, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said from the name of his father, Rav Moshe Feinstein, has the same thing in the Igros Moshe. He says, Mechal Shabbos befer sedina ka'akum, if you're talking about Mumris HaGavra, you say, Mum Adina ka'akum, Mechal Shabbos, one is the Shem Shabbos demonstrates that he believes in the story of creation. One is Mechal Shabbos doesn't believe in the story of creation, so that's like an Apikoros. It says, Apikoros Dina ka'akum. But Oibad Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that we use for Avodah Zarah purposes may not be used again for Avodah Sakarbonis. What do you say? The Kelim HaMumrim, Mumad Dina ka'akum. The Kelim are not, they don't have Chivuch Havshet. Someone else used it for Lashem Avodah Zarah. So if it applies to the Kelim, you see it's because it's Moas Lagavaya. It's not because of Mumres HaGavra. There are even those who hold, let's say, Koin Shavar Avodah Zarah, Lo Yiseh Kapa, even if he does Tshuva. Even if he does Tshuva, we wouldn't allow that. Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass like that. They quote the Rabbeinu Gershom, made a Takana. You don't know, Takana de Raisa, Takana de Rabbana. He said, a Jew who worshipped Avodah Zarah, because they say his son became a Mishumad Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Gershom's son. Rabbeinu Gershom, that was before the Crusades, no? Crusades were later. I don't know, but there was always pressure that the Jews should shmanzach. So he bent over backwards to make takonah. So that's the Shavuot, he bent over backwards. That he's not allowed to duchen. How can you bend over backwards? He quoted the Rabbeinu Gershom, Tosis in the end of Menachos quotes. Rabbeinu Gershom made a takonah, sounds like a takonah de Rabbah. That even on Yikra Din, the Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to duchen, made a takonah to be mekabel the Baal Tshuva, that you should let him duchen. So strangely, because others hold that not, it doesn't help Tshuva because it's Moas Lagavai, it's not a Shaila Mumres HaGav. So that's where Moshe Feinstein has also. Chal Shabbos Befes, Dina Kaka means in the Mumres HaGavra, it's the same. But over here, it's not because he's a Mumre, it's because it's Moas Lagavai. So how do you know that he carries over to Mechal Shabbos? Only Kohen Shabbat Avodah Zarah, he says Kapav. Kohen Shechil Shabbos, not. Rabbi Soloveitchik had the same taina on the Chafetz Chaim and the Likutei Halachos that he writes in Psochim. The Pesukim in Chumash says in Parshas Boy, Kol Benecha LeYochel Bo, Kol Benecha means a Jew who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Mishan is not Kais of Lavim Shabbat Shemaim, if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Likutei Halachos, Hu Adinami, if the coin was Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, also, not a coin. If a person was Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, you don't allow him to eat Korban Pesach. So Moshe Soloveitchik had the Taina. Who says that the Kol Benech LeYochel Bo is because of Mumris? You say Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, Dina Ka'akum, the same degree of Mumris, maybe it's because it's Moas Lagavoya. Maybe that's why. So how do you know they carried over to Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya? He thought that it shouldn't apply. The same Hasoga against the Mishnah Brura, who says it by Duchening, and against the Kuti Halachas, where the Mishnah, where the Chafetz Chaim has it by not eating Korban Pesach. Because the Gemara says, the Kelim Sheshim Shebehem Lavoid Azorah Navas. You see, it's not based on Mumras, it's a Din as Moz Lagavoya.
Today in Eretz Yisrael, we're like, we have some Jews who are all Shomer Shabbos. If somebody walks in and Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, do you think they're going to have such a din in that city?
Could be. Has to be b'mezid. Then the question has to be, in addition to be b'mezid, has to be Befer Hesya. So the Befer Hesya, that's what they said, we don't have that. So if it's in a city where there is a discipline, everybody Shomer Shabbos, yeah. By Heshi Weinreb was telling over this story that he was once at Bnei Brak by a friend of his, a relative or something, and they were sitting on the rooftop, and he sees a guy on another rooftop on Shabbos with a crazy farmer's hat with a big head full of hair, not dressed Shabbos day, and he says, in Bnei Brak everybody dressed the same, black hats and black jackets, everybody, white shirts, everything the same. This guy not dressed nicely at all. So he said, who is that? It doesn't fit in over here. So they told him that was a Nachri from France, that his daughter, a non-Jewish girl went to medical school and a boy from Israel went to medical school in Europe. They both went to the same medical school. They fell in love and they got married. The Jewish boy married the Nochris. A couple of years later, the boy decided to become a Chayzer B'Tshuva, and the girl converted, and they're both Balei Tshuva, and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. They moved to Eretz Yisrael, and then they became Balei Tshuva, then they moved to Bnei Brak. So the couple lives in Bnei Brak, the Gioris with the husband. Then the mother passed away in France. The girl's mother passed away, and the father was already old, and he couldn't take care of himself, so the whole bunch of children. So none of the Nochri children wanted to take care of the father, only the daughter who became a Gioris. So she had the father move in by her. So that was the father of the goy. And then they went to the stipler to ask him. This was a story many years ago. The stipler was still alive. The stipler died, I think, 30 years ago or so. So they went. So the father wanted, the father was from a Catholic. So he wanted to go to church on Sunday. So they didn't know where there is a church. So the stipler told him where there is a church. Told him how to get to the church. And then they asked him, I said, yeah, you drive him to the church and let him go in. Then he became so old, he couldn't walk in on his own. So they needed someone to help him walk up the steps. So he said, no, they shouldn't help him. They should drive to the church and take him out and let a goy, get a goy to take him up the steps. Anyway, but that was in Bnei Brak, yeah. Bnei Brak, everybody dresses the same, they all lives are the same, except if he's a goy. If it's a goy, he doesn't dress the same as everybody else. Anyway, so the Gemara learns that from the Pesukim here, there's a Gezeh Shava Pas. So the Poshib Shat, Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim hold that the prohibition is exactly the same, the No Chumris. One opinion, and quoted by the Darke Tshuva on Yeridei, is that Kohanim Amuzer is a little Mochomer than everybody else, but that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is Homer Shel Zeba, Zeba, Homer Shel Zeba, Zeba, Gezeh Shava Pas tells you that one of them it says you need hashchas, and one of them it says you need giluach. So it's you put it together, you need giluach. Sheyesh b'hashchas. So if you take a tweezers, malaka derehitni, and you yank out the hairs, so that's hashchasa. You yanked it out from the root, but it's not derech giluach. And if you take a scissors and you snip it and you cut it so short, so that's giluach, but that's not hashchasa. You didn't cut it all the way down to the bottom. That's the question. Why is it not hashchasa misparim? A poshim shat misparim is not hashchasa because you're going to have a quarter of an inch, a little bit left behind. But let's say you have a scissors action. Let's say the shavers, the electric shaver works in such a way, it's a scissors action. But after you finish shaving, mamish smooth. So that was Rav Soloveitchik thought that was mutter. A scissors action, even though it's mamish smooth, that's mutter. And the Chazon Ish held that is not so. You have that's called hashchasa. It's giluch sheyesh hashchasa. They say the Chazon Ish puts a minka on his finger, and then when it dried, so he took a shaver, and he took the shaver, he put it over here, and it got out the ink from in between the cracks. So he says it's derech giluach, and it's hashchasa. It cuts it so close. There's no hair left over here.
Shavers?
He thought that all the shavers were rasa, yeah.
Because the others are even less.
If you use powder,
yeah.
So that's not, that's hashchasa, but it's not giluach. Yeah. And if you use the scissors, then there's hair left, so that's not called hashchasa. But if you have misparim keintar, misparim that cut so close, so that was the Rav Soloveitchik thought it was mutter, and Rav Moshe thought it was mutter for a different reason, because years ago, the shik shaver didn't cut the hair, it crushed the hair, it pulverized the hair. So when you would shave, you would have like powder. It would be flour.
Yeah.
Like when you grind grain, you make flour out of it, so it pulverized the hair. But then later they changed the shavers, I don't know, maybe shik went out of business, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it, so if you didn't shave for a week and then you shave, it wouldn't be like powder or like... It wouldn't be like that. You have long hairs. So then there's a chance. So that's while Rav Moshe was still alive, Rav David Feinstein said, based on what he understood from his father, he thought that some of the new shavers were awesome. That it doesn't pulverize the hair. That was Rav Moshe thought. If it crushes the hair, makes it into powder, that's not awesome. But in the new shave is that it cuts the hair, and it's very close. He thought that it was also. Rav Soloveitchik thought everything is a scissors action. He thought everything was mutter. So that's a chiddush, misparayim. I think the Hagos Maimon, he says, misparayim came tar. If you have a long beard, you cut like this. So there's mutter lagamre, cut over here. But if you cut so close, misparayim came tar, it's mutter ben ha-toyro. So there's, I think the Hagos Maimon, he quotes an opinion, maybe Rav Lezer Nimitz from the Irem, I forgot already, he quotes an opinion from the Rishonim, that's also the Rabbanim. So they quote in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim that appears in the 3 volume called Kisvei HaChafetz Chaim. So they have a biography written by his son. So he says that the father said, the Chafetz Chaim said, I'm lucky I didn't write a Mishnah Berurah on Yerideya. I don't know what I would write on that simon. But Misparim came to, he doesn't know whether you should pass him like that opinion or not. That's what I think that Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, was the Tzemach Tzedek. There's another famous Tzedek, but the Lubavitcher and Tzemach Tzedek, I think, pass him like that, la'alocha, that Misparim came to is also in their abundant. So that's why they don't shave. Anyway, this is the Gemara. The Gemara learns it after the Pesukim, then you need both. You need Giloch Sheyesh B'Hashkosa. If you're missing one or the other, then there's no Issa D'Raisa, and there may be an Issa D'Rabban. Maybe Misparam Kenta, maybe there's an Issa D'Rabban. So we have a few Lavim. You have a few Loises. Ishma Kosev Ishma Ucholonchen Shabbatar Lavim, the women are Muzeran. He have a couple of lavim that the women are not muzer. Lot the tamer lemeisim doesn't apply. Basashkes piyase kanecha doesn't apply. Basashk pasanecha is only giluch sheish bashkos only tar. What about lasakifa pas roishchem? What about hakofas harosh? The hair over here, hakofas hazaken is over here. So that if you use a shaver, that's muta. What about over here? So the Rambam quotes at the Sefte Makas that it's the same thing. Just like any giluch sheish bashchosa for the pas hazakan, so to if you use any shaver that's mutar on the beard is mutar on the peis here. And the Bali Atesus have a gemara in Nozir that it says faket, a beferish gemara says faket against the tosefta. So the Tosfos says we paskin like the gemara. We ignore the tosefta, we paskin like the gemara. The Rambam paskins like the tosefta. They're just like it's only also betara on the beard, so it's only also betara on the base. So we don't follow that Rambam. Otherwise, everybody who shaves would shave off their base also. We don't follow the Rambam. Just as the machlokes, the Rambam in the tour about pasarosh, so the Rambam holds he can even use a razor to remove pasarosh, provided that you leave it. The alab is lo sakifu. Lo sakifu pas roshchem. It doesn't say lo sashchitz pas roshchem. It's lo sakifu. So the Rambam holds that if you leave a minimum amount behind, then it's not called hakofa. You didn't do hakofa. Obviously, you have to leave behind. So there are 2 girsas in the Rambam. One girsa says 4 hairs, arbo'o. One girsa says arbo'im. 4 hairs or 40 hairs. If you leave 40 hairs or 4 hairs, then you can shave all the rest because you didn't do a violation of hakofa. It's not called hakofa. The Gemara in the first parak in Yevamah says a whole discussion about hakofas kol ha'roshim hakofa or not. Let's say the guy takes a razor and he shaves off all of his hair over here. That's muta. Shaves off all the hair over here. Then after there's nothing left, then he shaves off the payas. So he didn't do hakofa. Hakofa means he shave off the payas and the hair is round. Like he walk on the street. That's the way they have haircuts now. They have a whole bunch of hair here and they shave off all the hair. Exactly. So that's the Gemara because Hakofas Kol HaRosh. Hakofas Kol HaRosh. He shaves off all the hair first from the head, and then all he has left is the pez. Then he shaves off the pez, but by shaving off the pez, he's not makif. He doesn't cause it to be a circle. So that's a machloikas, I think, Paskin. Hakofas Kol HaRosh Ma Hakofa. It's still a violation of Lo Sakif. Still a violation. But so that Rambam that says if you leave a minimum amount, leave either 4 or 40 hairs, and there's no Isser at all. So at the Gomer, so the two quotes it, and he disagrees. Like, where in the world did he get that from? He says, not right. And he says, that whole area, La Siga Boyad. He used the lotion from the Pasuk by Harsinah, La Siga Boyad. What's the whole area over there? So a lot of times you see Hasidim, they have a big ball of pace here and coming down. And they shaved off all the hair here. So it's mamish what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. Starting from here, the highest point here, till the highest point behind the ear, till the place where the bone is. So that whole area, the Torah says, L'sigabaya. So a lot of the Hasidim shave off all the hair. They just have a ball over here. They're relying on the Ramah. If you have 40 Cyrus, you can shave off everything else. So they leave a lot. They leave more than 40 Cyrus. The Pashtus is like the Torah. L'sigabaya. Shulchanot, they quote the Torah. You shouldn't shave any of the hair in this whole triangular area, starting from the high point here, high point behind the ear until the bone. And Shulchan Aruch Mechaber says you shouldn't shave the hair till the bottom of the ear. So in the Chuvus, or Meir Arik has Chuvus, he writes in his Chuvus, he thinks it does mean to the bottom of the soft part, he thinks to the bottom of the hard part of the ear. That's a half an inch less than people think. And then he says, and that's also a chumra. Vikra din, it's a little higher than that. That's also only a chumra. Anyway, this is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so which lavim are the women not muzaran? If a woman is a baskan, she's allowed to go to a cemetery. And sashchus pasukan echa, either by same iboisem a svar that's not called a beer, iboisem a krah. And then also they're allowed to shave off with a razor also. Everything they're allowed to do. Anything else they're allowed to do. Lavin they're allowed to do. That's all the Mishnah has. Chutz mi baltake, baltashchus, baltatam lemesim. Then the Gemara quotes the Tana Isi. Probably Isi ben Yehuda. No. Where is it?
Second white line.
Isi Tani. As a Bryce, and maybe it's not. Isi Tani. Isi is an Amor, and he presented a Bryce. I don't know. It's not the Tani Isi. Whoever, somebody by the name of Isi. Say, as a Bryce, Af Bal Yikruchu, La Sikruchu Korcha Beroshachem. Yeah. What did the Pasuk say? Bonamatem Lashem Alkechem, La Sis Gurdle, La Sisim Korcha Beroshachem La Meis. Then you have another pasuk that says "Ubib sarom leyisratu sarotas." So there are three different psukim. So lois is going to do goes alameis. If someone died, you're not allowed to scrape into the body to cause bleeding, because the guy is the world didn't come to an end. The neshama went to the olam haneshamas. We believe in the olam haneshamas. The person, the neshama, is still alive. So we shouldn't cry so much over the death of a person. So lois is going to do means even shalom amakum ser. Lois is simu korcha ben nechem lameis is only korcha means where there is hair growing. Korcha is only b'makum ser. That's how the Gemara says. Lois is going to do yesh the makum ser shalom makum ser, and korcha is only ein alam makum ser. Then there's a third pasuk bib saram leisu tu sarotas. So the Gemara says, you have Isi, the Gemara says, my time is the Isi. Why does he hold that women are not obligated to observe the law of Allah, Sissim, Korach, Ben Necham, Lameis? Because you have a contradiction between the two psukim. Bonim atem, Lashem, Elokeichem, Bonim, Veloi, Bonas. So it doesn't apply to women, just like you say, Lamartem, Lashem, Ben Necham, Veloi, Ben Necham, Amor, Laharan, how does it say? Beginning of Parshas Emor, and more like kind of bnei Aharon, the lebanos Aharon. So bonim atem mishal makechem bonim v'loy bonus. So it doesn't apply to women. Then it says ki am kodesh atol Hashem alakecha. So am kodesh is the women are also included am kodesh. So it's a stira. Does it apply to women? Not. So the answer is the two psukim here. One is liyikruchu korcha b'roshim. Then one is what were the two again? Lois is gadol v'lois is simakorcha v'nechem lameis. So one of them applies even to women, and one of them does not apply to them. So which is which? So he says the word bane v'loi banais goes on the second din, on korcha. And the pasuk kiam korosh atol Hashem ukecha marba the women goes on the first one. And lois is good. Isn't it fakir? Shouldn't it be fakir? The Gemara says no, because lois is good to do is marchomer than korcha. Lois is good to applies both to makam seir shalav and makam seir. So there, the more chomer the one, you put the chomer that applies equally to women. Mashenik and the pasuk l'asitzim u'karach ben nechem nais only applies to makom seir. So that's the less chamedika. So there you apply the lenient statement that the women are not mozer. Shine. Mama the Rebbe's a great lot says, this is more chamed than that. Freg the Gemara Kasha. Why don't you say like this? V'yem abonim v'loi bonois. Why don't you say bonim? Matam al-Sham al-Kech bonim v'loi bonois goes on both. Bein l'korcha bein l'gedido. Not like Isi. They're asking. Maybe it goes on both. Either you end the pasuk kiam kodesh atah l'Sham al-Kech, maybe that goes on l'Isra tu sarotes. Maybe it goes, what do you mean? L'Isra tu sarotes isn't it exactly the same as lois is gedu? So Rashi explains the Gemara's havamina was that they're two different things, that one is bikli and one is biyad. What is Rashi saying? Second line from the bottom, kosalka daitach, at this point the Gemara thought that srita gdida tartinina, they're two different things. Chada biyad v'chada bikli. So they thought, am kodeshata am is marbe, even the women have the din, so that should apply to Leisutu Sarotas, that's in a different pasuk, that's in a different parsha. Leisutu Sarotas is a different pasuk. And when it says of Ebonim Ebonis, maybe it goes on both on Leis is going to do, and unless it's Sima Karcha Ben Nechmim. And the Gemara says, Isi doesn't hold like that, and for the Gemara, Sober Isi, he's of the opinion, Svita Gdida, Achasi, it's the same thing. It's not that Achas Bikli, Achas Biyad. They both go, both Biyad and Bikli. There's no difference between them. So when you marba women, am is marba women, have the same din, that's on both on Lisvatu Sarotas and Lois is guided. When the Pasuk says Banav Lai Banas, that's on Lasisimu Korchabedanech, the one that's not so common.
The concept applies to women too. You shouldn't do that because the Elman Hashemis and everything. So it really doesn't make sense.
Why should you distinguish? Yeah, we don't pasken like that. No. Why should Isi? Yeah, I don't know. Why shouldn't that apply? Women are more sentimental.
So they should have more.
Should be certainly more common. I don't know.
More
tendency. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here. We stopped on the bottom of Lamed Hem and Bet. We've got to start Lamed Vav and Aleph. Okay. Good. Think about that famous thesis.
The
room's going to
be locked from now on downstairs. Is this always going to be?
No, I think it's
around.
Yeah.